we'll retread this, but quite honestly, we've already talked about this, and that is the conference center. Y'all have decided it's not worth spending money there. I guess what I want to ask you as one member of council is, at least what I'm hearing is, right now you want to expand and the space at the Larry Ringer Library and then the Lincoln Center, and those would be two possible places where you would have meetings? Is that accurate?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Those were staff recommendations. In the 2008 bond election, the voters passed, you know, to expand the Ringer Library and to expand the Lincoln Center. So that money is already allocated to those two facilities. So if when we expand those, there really wasn't an exact way on how we should do it. So we're thinking that, you know, the city needs meeting space for its own employees and meetings, that those would be the logical places to put it since the money's already designed for that.
You've dedicated it to some extent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, because we've got estimates anywhere from about $1.5 million to $2 million to get the conference center back to where it was, which is, you know, it's still, we're talking about a very old building.
All right. So the school has first right of refusal. Is that correct?
Not exactly.
Okay.
The school district has the right to purchase it.
Okay.
Because right of first refusal usually means you go out, you get a bid,
okay,
and then you say, hey, do you want to match it?
All right.
You've got the right. So that's not it. We have to offer it first to the school district. They will decide yay or nay, and then depending upon what they say, we go from there.
It's like anything, whatever the price is. And it's an interesting...
And we're doing an appraisal at this time.
So people understand it's kind of an interesting deal because if you'll recall, there was money that needed to be refunded out of the Wolf Pen project, that TIF there, and the school district had a share in it, and try as they may, they couldn't come up with a legal way to get that money back to College Station. Somehow, the school district, somehow it had to be routed through Austin, which would be scary because they might not get it all. This could end up kind of making all the planets align, could it not?
In a perfect world, it certainly would.
Yeah, yeah.
And the school district is looking at this, I might say. But last I spoke to Dr. Colson, and this has been some time, was that when the TIF expired and the money was then due, you know, taxes that were collected during the life of the TIF that were not spent after the, you know, when the TIF expired, would go back to the taxing entities. So we gave money back to the county. They were delighted to get it. And we are currently holding the money for the school district because every way they think about it, it has to go under the tax laws that were in place at the time when the TIF expired.
Yeah.
And every penny of it would go back to Austin. Not a nickel would stay here. So we're still holding it for the school district in the hopes that something can be figured out. And maybe so that in a perfect world, that would be just wonderful.
If you can, in fact, do that.
Yeah.
Some discussion now about another development company. You know, folks, if you haven't been to Northgate, it's different over there now.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to be even more different as time goes on. But now the next step is that a company that builds regularly on campuses across America and already has properties here is looking to take that parcel of land that would include Cafe Excel and the space behind it, and they want to build something right there. Now, I don't know. Now, does the city still own that Cafe Excel restaurant?
We own the property.
You own the property there. Okay. All
okay.
Right.
And one of the things is Cafe Excel is people go to Northgate just to go.
It is
a destination restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in speaking with Costa and Tommy DeLise that are the owners of Cafe Excel is they want to stay there. We want them to stay there. Asset Plus, who is the potential buyer, wants them to stay there. So what do we do to make sure that happens? And I think that's been worked out.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
That they may move to a different spot on that, you know, closer
They may not keep that exact location, but they will still be on the property.
Yes, and if they do, they're going to be moving, you know, 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was our first city hall,
yeah.
There's a lot of things that can be used architecturally in the restaurant, so you'll still have that feel that
sure.
you get to, and possibly, you know, some sort of historic marker on the building to designate
yeah.
that. But it's not a structurally sound building that you could say, you know, this is worth preserving because,
right.
you know, it could stand the test of time, and it can't and it won't. So
there you go. Yeah, so there, right, yeah.
But, you know, when I ran for mayor, you know, one of the things I wanted to do was get out of the city property business,
mm-hmm.
Not holding land,
mm-hmm.
Get the money back on the tax rolls, and this is going to be a $30 million project, and $30 million coming into ad valorem plus sales tax is a whole lot better than zero.
Yep. I don't think there's any doubt. And obviously, it's happening over there. That is the place where there's tremendous growth.
And we've sold a couple other properties, and we're trying to divest yeah. ourselves.
Getting out of that. Well,
yeah.
I agree with you. You don't need to have money tied up in that. What else you got?
Well, couple of things are happening. This
mm-hmm.
afternoon, we're kind of doing the official grand opening, if you will, of the festival site at Wolfpen Creek.
Oh.
We were talking about the TIFF previously, and there, when the TIFF expires, you can only do what you had contracted to do during the life of the TIFF,
right.
and you can only use the money for that purpose. And you may remember the water feature.
I remember the story of the water feature. I
do
remember that.
But we are not having a water feature.
There is no water feature.
There is no water feature.
You're not going to like even put like a slip and slide out for today, maybe? Just no, okay.
No.
All right.
But what we are going to have is nice 10-foot wide side, you know, walking paths
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So if somebody's biking and somebody's walking or somebody's got a stroller, plenty of room for both.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have electric and water around there so that when you have festivals, people who come in with their trailers are going to be able to have hookups instead of running
sure.
Extension cords.
Now, will vendors possibly be out there, too?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's what we're looking for, is that we can have bigger events, which means more visitors to College Station, which is better for all of us. You know, we think that by developing that undeveloped space, we're going to be attractive. There's additional parking and additional landscaping that went into that, and lights and the connections for power and water so along the path. So we think it's going to be pretty neat.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Anything else?
Well, there is the warrant amnesty and roundup. We're doing... College Station and Brazos County, not Bryan, but
mm-hmm.
Brazos and College Station through March 1st. It's an amnesty period. It allows those who have tickets or what have you, the $50 amnesty fee, the warrant fee will be raised during this time if they pay their fines in full. And if you want to check to see if you have an outstanding warrant, you can go to the city website, cstx.gov/warrants. And then from March 2nd to the 10th is the warrant roundup. They come find you and...
They're not nice to you then.
Well, they may be nice, but you got to pay.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I hope no city employees are ever not nice.
Very true.
But you can be nice and still get your money.
There. That sounds like a fair deal.
Yeah.